Let's now direct our attention to the Heidelberg Catechism, which is found in the same book that we just used, to Lord's Day 33, which is found on page 39. Page 39, at the top there. And so this catechism has been teaching us currently about how we are to live as Christians. We know our sin and misery from the law of God. We know our salvation that is in Jesus. Now how do we walk? How do we live in light of this truth? And so Lord's Day 33 helps us to understand that. And so please respond to the questions. Questions 88 to 91. And how many things does true repentance or conversion consist? In two things, the dying of the old man and the making alive of the new. What is the dying of the old man? Heartfelt sorrow for sin, causing us to hate and turn from it always more and more. What is the making alive of the new man? Heartfelt joy in God through Christ, causing us to take delight in living according to the will of God in all good works. What are good works? Those only which proceed from true faith and are done according to the law of God, unto His glory, and not such as rests on our own opinion or the commandments of men. Congregation, I want to, just for a moment, I'd like you to think about your life before you were a Christian. What were some of your habits that you used to do that you knew were not pleasing to God? How did you used to think about your life? Perhaps you were addicted to drugs or alcohol or pornography. Perhaps you used to think that life was all about doing what feels good to you. Perhaps you thought life is about chasing after pleasure or recognition or wealth or influence. Well, whatever defined your past life, what if I asked you, go back to that life. Go back to making those same decisions before you knew Christ. Could you do it? Could you do it? No, you couldn't. Why? Why can't you go back to that life? Because He died for you. Because Jesus, the Christ, the Son of God, who created you, who came to this earth and redeemed you from your sin, He is the one who died for you. That's why you can't go back. You know what lies behind living that life and making those decisions that you knew were not pleasing to God. Momentary pleasure, but a lifetime of emptiness, disappointment, and ultimately tragedy. We cannot go back because we have been changed. When we sin, there is a sincere sorrow for our sin in our hearts. Because we have grieved the God who loved us. Because we have grieved the God that we love. Psalm 97:10 says, "You who love the Lord hate evil." So when you came to Christ, you saw your sin for what it was, evil. Sin promises fulfillment, but it leaves you empty. Sin promises you pleasure, but instead it leaves you numb. Sin promises fellowship, but it only tears it apart. Sin promises that you will find love, but what you will find is self-love or narcissism. Sin promises you life, but instead it brings you only death. Sin is rebelling against the God who made us for His glory and for His purposes. And by God's grace, you realized the lights were turned on. Your eyes were open to see that you were walking away from your heavenly Father like the prodigal son. The prodigal son who took all of his father's riches and just spent it all away, doing whatever he wanted to do with it. But when you heard the word of truth, the Spirit of God opened your eyes and you saw yourself as in the same place as that prodigal son did, in the mud. In a mess. You saw the ugliness of your sin. And you saw the majesty and the worth of Jesus Christ. And you said, no more of this. I repent from my sin. Jesus, only You can wash me clean. My sins deserve Your wrath, but instead I trust in Your perfect sacrifice to cover my sin. I trust that Your perfect righteousness covers all of my unrighteousness. I found the bread of life. I drank from the living water. I've tasted and seen that the Lord is good. Nowhere else will I turn. I will not turn to other gods. I will not turn to myself. I will turn to Christ. Not going backwards. I'm going forwards and living a life that loves God who redeemed me from my sin. Your mind is renewed and continues to be renewed by the Word of God. Your heart has been changed from loving your sin to now recognizing and even hating your sin. Congregation, why can't you go back to your life before Christ? Because your words are now Paul's words in Galatians 2:20. I have been crucified with Christ. It is no longer I who live, but Christ lives in me. And the life which I now live in the flesh, I live by faith in the Son of God who loved me and gave Himself for me. Amen. That's why.